This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should
be. I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so
it's more
fitness
of a fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
When I get old, still listen to the show. Sitting in the car with the speakers real loud. Not low, bunch of questions popping in my head. Maybe send an email before I'm dead. And I know that life ain't nothing easy, nothing easy. You'll change the world by helping you out. Hey, from the outside, looking in the show seems blind, but they help out the world with that everyday grind. Yeah, if I were you, I'd play the show. When I get old, still listen to the show. Sitting in the car with the speakers real loud. Not low, bunch of questions popping in my head. Maybe send an email before.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Justin Goncalves is back.
Back at it again with the Calvus.
And this is a parody of a Mac Miller song, Life Ain't Easy.
Mac at it again.
If you were a rapper, you know how every rapper gets to rap about their struggles?
Yeah.
Or they get to brag. So, like, if you came from a pretty good lifestyle, like Drake, his raps are about how he can fuck girls and he has a lot of money.
Like having a bad relationship with his parents or something.
Right, but if you're like a rapper from who had like a tough childhood, it's like, oh, look what I came from. I was able to overcome.
Yeah.
Mac Miller's is called Life Ain't Easy. He's just saying that life for him isn't entirely easy.
Sure.
So what would your raps be about?
Oh, like what's my struggle?
Yeah, what would you be like? You know what? I did this and now I'm here.
Maybe dropping out of college.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So, like, you'd have an album called College Dropout.
That's a catchy title. Did anyone do that already?
Which one?
It's Kanye West album.
Isn't that High School Dropout?
I don't think so.
Dropout, rapper. Yeah, the College Dropout. Where did he go to college?
Kenyon.
He played lacrosse at Johns Hopkins for a season and a half.
I think he was a Vassar dude.
He went to a small liberal arts school. Kanye was an art history major for 3 years at Sarah Lawrence. And he didn't really drop out. He just didn't decide to pursue his double minor.
He just didn't walk.
Yeah.
He totally has a degree.
Oh my God, he's not a college dropout at all. But the album still stands. Well, he's got that whole album about breaking his jaw and rapping through the wire.
That's cool. Wait, where did he go to college, does it say?
Let's see. College. Oh, man. You're really making me search this shit.
Yeah.
He went He got a scholarship to attend Chicago's American Academy of Art in 1997 and began taking painting classes. But shortly after,
sounds like we're still doing a bit.
Shortly after, transferred to Chicago State University to study English.
Yeah.
He realized that his busy class schedule was detrimental to his music work, and at 20 dropped out of college to pursue his musical dreams.
That's cool.
So this is not even that long ago. Like 18 years ago, Kanye West was taking a midterm.
Yeah. 19 years ago, he was painting a picture.
Hey, this isn't very good. I think I'll... Can you imagine, like, Kanye figuring out how to transfer? Like, calling a registrar at Chicago State, asking which courses sort of carried over because he didn't want to retake math or science?
Of course.
I've been taking a lot of painting classes is all. I think I'm a pretty good rapper, but
I'm
need to...
I'm a surrealist as well.
I need to transfer to study English. Crap. All right. What is this? This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web... hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
Wow, just still on Kanye's Wikipedia. At age 10, he moved to China.
China!
Nice!
Thank you.
Let's see what else we can do this with. He was born in Atlanta.
No, there's not really any syllables in there I could
Georgia.
No.
his dad's name was Ha.
I'm not seeing anything.
Oh, fuck. All right. So how does this show work? We get questions. People are in difficult places. They're in sticky situations. They need our help. I don't blame them. We're really smart. Why not look for us for guidance?
I'm a genius.
And so we do our best to advise these people out of their sticky situations. Sometimes it's just us two, and today is that case.
Oh, yeah, baby.
All right. This question... Oh, we got a lot of lady questions today, actually.
You know what? You forwarded them all to me, and I'm going in blind. I didn't read them. I was busy.
I think these are all four lady questions.
Really?
Yeah.
The four fun. For four. The forfer.
Nice.
Al Forford.
Very good.
Thank you.
Do you know what team he's on?
Ooh, it's not. Is it the Hawks?
He used to be on the Hawks. That's correct.
Ah, shit. He's on the, I don't know.
Boston Celtics now.
Oh, that's fun.
You hurt your back or something? Is that why?
Yeah, I jacked my back. I pulled it. I did something weird. I don't know. I was rock climbing, hanging upside down.
Uh-huh.
And reached for something.
Go, and then boop, you felt
and,
it.
Yep. And
a pinch?
It, and it hurt. A pinch. It was more of a pull.
Than a like pinch.
It was like a, oh, I extended it too far or something. And then?
You tweaked it.
I tweaked it. I pulled it. You yanked it. I ganked it.
So you know what's in store for you now.
You know, it's not as bad as it's been before. I think it'll be fine tomorrow.
Not
tomorrow, then Friday.
Let me sit on you.
I'm sitting on an ice pack at the moment, but you can
let me sit on
me
you.
On the ice pack?
No, I want to sit on you.
On my face.
I'll sit on your face. All right, this person writes, I'm a female in college from Canada.
Yep.
Last year, I had relations with a boy from school. We both first had sex with each other on an overnight ski trip organized by the school, which was a special trip for both of us. He transferred to a different school at the end of the term, which happens to be the number one party school in the province.
Oh yeah, baby.
You know it's McGill. It's gotta be McGill. We weren't interested in LDRs, and I didn't want to limit him to a new experience, so we mutually broke up. 2 months later, he started dating another girl who goes to my school. Which means he's in an LDR, which doesn't make any sense since we broke up to avoid this fact. Here's the actual problem. I'm going on a ski trip again this year as part of a planning committee, and he and his new girlfriend are also going. Even though I'm totally over him,
oh yeah,
I don't want to speak with him or see him and his girlfriend doing the same cute shit we were doing exactly a year ago. We have some similar friends, so it'll be inevitable that I'll have to see/interact with him and his GF. Bottom line, how do I have a good time on this trip without being annoyed by him or his presence or how happy he is with his new girl? Is it a bad idea to be drunk 4 days straight? Should I tell him that I slept with his best friend, which I actually did, to make him feel as angry as I used to? Any help would be greatly appreciated. Toda!
Being drunk 4 days in a row is fine.
Is it?
That's fine.
It seems a lot.
It seems fine.
I don't think I could do four in a row. Back-to-backs are tough. Occasionally you can squeeze a third day, But I don't know if I've ever been drunk 4 days in a row. Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, we were in Australia.
I don't know if I did four. Remember there were like, what was that one show that was like, I can't drink anymore? I think it was the last show maybe.
But it was after we had like partied in Melbourne for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then like, I guess we sort of had a night off in Adelaide, but then we went partied in Melbourne, partied in Sydney.
I need a night off. I mean, there was like four and five. Anyway, that's not the question here.
Fine, yeah.
She used to be mad. She's clearly over it.
You used to be mad, but you're still mad, too.
What should we call this lady, a 19-year-old from Canada? Lindsay Vonn.
Very cool.
I don't know if she's Canadian, but she's at the very least a female skier.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm actually... This is such a fun way to say it.
What's up?
Dating Vonn.
No way.
I'm going steady with Lindsay fucking Vonn.
I'm dating Lindsay Vonn.
What are you talking about?
I was just with her last night.
I was with her two nights ago. She said she couldn't hang out last night because she was going to Netflix and chill with a girl.
She told me she couldn't hang two nights ago. She was going to Netflix and chill with you.
I'm texting her now, and she's saying she's due to Amazon Prime and relax with some other babe tonight, but she's down to hang out on either Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, holy shit. I just texted her, and she said she's gonna Hulu and hang.
Really? With Hulu?
She didn't specify.
What the fef?
I'm asking her about next week, but sure enough, she's gonna freaking
CISO and lay in a hammock with her cousin. What the frig is happening to our lives?
Vonn, how many paid services are there?
Vonn is playing us for some sort of fool.
Jesus Christ, she's gonna TNT and tea.
What's the tea part?
Have tea.
What?
Have tea? Well, she watches TNT.
On demand. She's gonna TNT on demand.
She has
and
cable
tea.
Now. She's my girlfriend though, for real.
That is really cool, dude. I really like that. That's awesome to hear.
What was the...
This girl's over it.
No, she's
clearly
not. Yeah, not, but...
They broke up to avoid an LDR, and then he started dating some other girl at his school.
All right, it doesn't matter why you broke up. Like, I think once you break up, all rules are off. Like, how he lives his life is going to be his thing. You don't need to, like... It's not like he said, we're not going to be an LDR. I'm blanket against all LDRs. He obviously found someone that he felt so impassioned by
right.
that he's... That he's breaking the LDR rule. So I don't think there's really any ground to stand on there.
So if you're angry, have you ever seen an ex-GF canoodling with a boy?
Ooh, good question.
You must have. Or at the very least heard about it. Oh, by the way, I'm dating this person now.
Yeah, I've definitely heard about it. I don't know if I've ever...
Seen it.
I mean, I've like met ex... this is how little I care about that shit. I probably have. I have zero recollection of it.
That's... Baller!
Yeah.
I just got a text from Vonn.
Give me your fucking phone, dude.
Yeah, here we go. Her schedule for the next month. Day two. YouTube red.
And what?
And cryogenically freeze. I guess she's doing some sort of freeze therapy.
That's so sick.
Day nine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah,
I'm in complete disbelief.
And disregard.
Vimeo on demand.
And what?
Tanning bed.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how she can see it.
What about day, what was that? That was day nine or 11?
Yeah, I'm
day
just 15. Skipping ahead. I'm just seeing other things.
Day 15.
Like that. Day 16.
15, I said.
She is going to go to the, she's going to a theater.
And what?
That's it. That's all it says. She has some sort of, she's going to an off-Broadway production.
That's awesome, actually. It's cool to support the independent arts. It's all Hamilton this and Book of Mormon that, but it's good every once in a while to see a black box theater and see where the art's really born.
Okay.
I actually do a little bit of...
What I'll do is try to suck my dick on a stage in a bar in St. Mark's. It's mostly karaoke, but I'll go up there. I'll request Bohemian Rhapsody and just attempt to go to town on myself.
one of my sister's first stand-up shows was like, or a comedy show when she was at NYU. It was like a a sketch comedy showcase and also a burlesque show.
Hmm.
So it would be burlesque performance.
Of course.
Then a sketch.
Yeah.
Then a burlesque performance and then a sketch. and there was, and my parents were there.
Uh-huh.
And there was one performance where a girl dumped a Coca-Cola on her naked body and was like eating fried chicken and laying on a desk.
And that was the comedy part.
And then,
and then that a burlesque was my sister's dancer. Performance.
And then another one where a guy was dressed in like a top hat and a beard, jumping up and down, like making his dick twirl in circles.
Oh, his dick was out.
Oh, fully out.
Is that legal?
I think it wasn't burlesque. Because I feel like burlesque was about like hiding the actual private.
Like tassels and stuff.
Yeah, no tassel, just cock.
All right, specific questions. How do I have a good time on this trip without being annoyed by him?
I don't know if you can, because it sounds like you're annoyed already.
Right. Is it a bad idea to be drunk for 4 days straight?
Not a great idea, but not a bad idea.
The problem
it's
is
always fun.
If you're drunk and mad, that'll just amplify the mad.
Right.
Like, this seems like it's a recipe for disaster.
I guess, yeah. You gotta just stay positive, and then you'll be drunk and happy.
Should I tell him that I slept with his best friend? I think that's what's going to happen if you get drunk.
Yeah, I would not do that.
She's going to kill him with whatever the opposite of kindness is.
Meanness.
Yeah, this is like, when they go low, I go low. It's like, should I make him as angry as I am?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you want to make him as angry as you used to be. You claim that you're not angry, but you want to make him as angry as you once were. Why?
Yeah. But look how many exclamation points and question marks are after. As angry as I did, question mark, exclamation point a lot.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's
you're
a
still
good idea.
Mad.
You're very mad.
What? I just hope to God this new girl is less attractive than you. I mean, that's
well, on the
worst.
Outside, because I mean, on the inside, there's almost no chance.
Oh my God, can you fucking imagine? Isn't it the worst when your ex just fully upgrades?
This, yeah, I mean,
Tom Brady meets Tom Hiddleston.
That'd be awesome. I think this girl just needs. Yeah, you just gotta chill. You guys broke up.
Yeah,
so that's fine.
And now it's time to move on.
And now he's allowed to date whoever you want, and so are you. And you should have forgotten about him.
Move on like Lindsey Vonn. Check out lindseyvonn.org. It's a way to combat the current regime with your time, money, effort. Sort of helps you figure that stuff out.
Lindseyvonn.org?
That's right. It's a subsidiary of moveon.org.
That's really cool.
So there's Moo Vonn, and then there's Lindsey Vonn.
Why don't we see if lindseyvonn.org is available for our next Squarespace ad?
Oh, that's a good idea. Lindsey Vonn. Oh. You know what? I didn't know. I have been spelling Lindsey incorrectly my whole life, so maybe I'm dating somebody else.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I've been dating a different Vonn. Lindseyvonn.org is being squatted by the same dude that stole jakehurwitz.com from you.
Fucking trying to price gouge me. They keep on dropping the price, and it always is just a little more than I'm willing to pay.
What are they at now?
$7.55 or $7.50, $7.45.
That's nice.
$7.95. Nice. I want to see it below $500.
And then I'll pounce. Maybe if you just wait so long, your personal stock will also decrease.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening.
Yeah. You realize that jakehurwitz.com isn't worth as much as Jake Hurwitz used to be.
It's directly tied to my net worth.
Which means as it gets lower, you also can't afford it.
Very nice. Very true.
All right.
But that's enough.
What?
That's enough.
Okay.
I don't want to have you attacking me where my wallet is.
I was just joking.
Yeah.
But
it was pretty funny, but not funny enough.
All right.
So why don't you
just
take a chill pill and relax?
So we got another question.
Hey, fuck you, man.
What? How do I make him as mad as I am? Another question from another woman.
Ooh.
Well, and this lady's a 26-year-old girl who hooked up with a guy on New Year's. Hi. I'm a 26-year-old girl, and a year ago, on New Year's, I met this dime of a guy while vacationing in the Bahamas with my friend's family.
Bahama man, yaman.
We ended up hooking up on the roof of a hotel, and I have to say it was some of the best sex I've ever had. Roof sex.
Yeah, dude.
He lives in Chicago, as does my older sister, so we made a point to meet up the next time I was there visiting, which it was last August. Again, great sex, great time, and I would definitely be down to do it again. In fact, he wanted to meet up again that weekend, but our schedules didn't match up. He had family visiting. In November, I decided to reach out via text because, hey, why not? After a little texting back and forth, I told him I wanted to see him again. His response? Radio silence.
Uh-oh.
Between now and then, he has liked some of my Instagram pictures.
Weird.
But we haven't texted at all. I decided to let it go for the time being. But recently, I just booked a trip to Chicago to visit my sister this President's Day. If you were me, would you A, text this guy and let him know I were coming? If so, when? I'm getting there on February 17th. Or two, or B, forget him and don't text him, even though the sex was really good. And my last text to him was, I want to see you again, and he did not respond. I'm not looking for anything serious with this guy. I just want to do me and frankly do him at the same time. I'd love to hear your guys' perspective on this and would appreciate at Jake's texting advice as well. Toda, love, Hope Solo.
Oh, good. Because she's hoping, but she's solo.
Oh,
for now.
Very good. Hopeful solo. What do you think? The non-response is cold.
It's cold and it's coy. But
well, this guy is in
what
Chicago.
What do you expect for a boy?
Very good. Would you? I feel like even if I wasn't interested, I'd have a hard time straight up not responding to that text. I want to see you.
Didn't she say they were like dwindling anyway? Like they weren't talking as much.
I know, but I want to see you again. It needs to elicit something from someone who doesn't even live in your city.
Or is that the exact kind of text that he didn't want to see?
Yeah,
and he didn't respond. So
that's correct.
That makes plenty of sense to me.
Guys
are
like
down to be polite, push like, you know. It's basically he's pushing the food around on his plate.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't have to eat it. And then all of a sudden you like took a huge scoop and tried to put it in his mouth. And that was finally when he had to be like,
enough.
I'm not hungry.
I equate it to like being an emotional cat. So, you know, cats are very skittish. Like if you make a big noise, they'll scurry about.
Yeah.
But instead of a big noise, you made a emotional move. It's like, oh, I can be flirty. I can be sexy. I can keep it light and casual. And then it's like, I really want to see you again.
But that is, I mean, I don't, I do agree with her thoughts that like, that's not, that's more flirty than like needy, you know?
Yeah, it's not like, hey, I'm thinking of booking a trip to see you.
Yeah, totally. It's just like,
I have a desire to be with you.
That being said, I think the safest thing to do is, especially if he's liked your Instagram photos, no text at all. But you post a picture as soon as you get to Chicago.
Oh.
Geotag that shit. I play that game all the time.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of like, that's a good example of, like, it's kind of like fishing. It's like, I post this thing, and it's sort of like, you throw, oh, you're bleeding.
Yeah.
You're bleeding.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
You're bleeding, though?
Yeah, I'm bleeding.
Yeah, a little bit above your elbow.
My body's falling apart.
Got it.
It's completely falling apart. I'm dying. Yeah.
Posting like this thing to social media, and I guess in general I've noticed recently, it's kind of like chumming the water. You throw bread into the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, ooh, let's see who bites. Like, hey, world, I'm in Chicago. All right, let's see who bites. Who's in Chicago that wants to see me? So it's a passive way of making yourself available to him.
Yeah. And I almost guarantee he's going to reach out.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting, because I would think maybe the non-response means he's with somebody else, and it's like, oh, I don't want this other person to see.
That's possible, but I think that's why the Instagram post is perfect, because you're not like putting yourself out on the line more than you need to be, and you know that he's following you on Instagram, that he's seeing your shit.
That's true, but here's a counterpoint. What does she have to lose by texting? If
dignity.
He's into it, yeah, but if he's into it, there's a chance that the Instagram post is not enough to draw him out, whereas a text would. You sort of have to meet him a little bit more than halfway. And there's not a downside.
Well, the downside is that you look a little desperate. Not that that really matters, because I don't really believe in it, but I think the bigger downside is she sends that text. She sees, you know, the last text is, I want to see you, no response. The next text is, I'm coming to Chicago in the middle of February. Are you around?
Right.
No response. And then it's just like too big of a blow to your ego.
Right.
That like sort of sinks its teeth into you and you're going to think about it too much.
I would rather
it could ruin your weekend.
I'd rather not try, because that means I could fail. And if you post the picture and he doesn't respond, it's like, oh, I barely even tried. So I'm fine that he didn't.
But and I wouldn't even recommend it if I didn't think that they were going to net the exact same response. And I think that he's just as likely to respond. Like, if he's going to respond to a, hey, I'm in Chicago text, he'll also text you based entirely on the Instagram post.
What do you think of a little bit of both? You post the Instagram, give it a day, and if not, you can text him. Hey, by the way, I'm in Chicago.
No way.
That's even worse?
That's even, yeah, that's even more desperate.
But that's assuming that, like, the Instagram post was for him.
Yeah, but it's all about what you know in your heart.
But he doesn't know.
He doesn't know, heart. Sure. But, like, then it just sets you up for even worse failure of... I went fishing, didn't catch anything. Then I jumped in the water and tried to wrap my legs around a shark, and it didn't. And then he got away.
Where is that frickin' salmon?
I'll tell you what the middle ground is to me.
Okay.
No Instagram posts. If you're wanting to take a bigger swing of the bat,
DM.
No Instagram. No DM either. Just a straight text, just like you're saying. But day you get to Chicago.
Oh, like, by the way, I'm here.
Yeah.
No, like, let's plan.
Hi, I'm going to be there next week. Let's plan to hang out. Because that's the kind of thing that people get scared of commitment. That
emotional scaredy cat.
Yeah. I don't like knowing that. I don't like the idea of somebody coming to town for any reason that is going to set aside a night for me.
Right.
Nuh-uh.
Too much pressure.
Pressure. Stress. but, you know, night of, you're out having a couple of drinks. You say, hey, I'm in Chicago. Oh, wow. Interesting. Where? And then boom.
Yeah. Keep it casual. Keep it light. Keep it superficial. No planning. Day of. So now that you have the full 2020 vision of this full discussion, you still suggest the Instagram post or do you suggest the text? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you're bleeding. Wow. There is just a lot of blood coming out of your elbow and your teeth are starting to
fall out.
Rattle.
Yep, that makes sense. Check this out. If I shake them around, it's like a maraca.
Yeah.
I still say Instagram post is what I would do.
Got it. All right. And I'll say text. And you can decide.
Night of or before?
Night of.
All right.
The night of on HBO is what Lindsay Vonn is watching later tonight. All right. Let's take a break. We'll thank a few more peeps. We'll be back. It's going to be fine, you guys. It's going to be fun, actually.
Adios.
We're going to make jokes and stuff. You're going to love it.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn.
And
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. Welcome back.
Hola. Now I'm lying down, so things are feeling a lot better.
I just want to make sure you're not getting any of the blood on the couch, because I see your right elbow sort of touching the pillow.
Well, I know I'm aware where I'm bleeding from, and it's kind of congealing, so it's not really dripping anymore.
You're coagulating. That's a nice. Yeah. How did you start bleeding, I'm wondering?
I'm not entirely sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, and then the bruise on your arm. I see a bruise on the other side there.
Right there?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the one up here? Did you see that?
Yeah. How's that?
Even bigger, right?
Are you anemic or something? You hit your shoulder?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Hey, you would tell me if someone was like, someone was hitting you, right?
I don't think I would tell you.
But nobody
I'd probably keep that a secret. But yeah, I don't think I'd tell anybody.
Like if Marty was...
Yeah.
I saw him raise his voice at you earlier, and you sort of squinted. You hesitated like he was going to strike you.
Like he has before.
Right.
Huh. Interesting.
Oh, he has before?
No, I didn't say that. Yes. I wouldn't say that. And I haven't. And he would hate it if I did. So...
We can cut this part out if you really don't feel comfortable.
Great.
That was so quick.
I think it's from climbing.
Yeah, man. Small price to pay.
Well, I hurt my back like 10 minutes into my session this morning, so.
Yeah.
You know, that was a little rough.
It's February, that's why.
What happens in February?
Just your 1 month resolution is now kicked into overdrive. You're now spilling into the second month.
Oh, so it's
and maybe your body's not physically ready for that yet.
Right. So like the idea of getting ripped, my body is sort of just like, hey, that's enough.
Jake. Yeah. Now I'm going to rip your skin.
Yeah. Okay. Now your back hurts for 3 days, buddy.
Why don't you take a time out?
How about try to work me out again? And I'll make sure your fucking legs hurt too.
This time don't go so strong. How's your home?
The home is, it is common.
Would you say, is it a sweet home?
It is a sweet home. Mama Jamma.
What's that?
Sweet home Mama Jamma.
Okay.
Because I don't live in Alabama, of course. I call it the sweet home Mama Jamma.
I see. I did see that weird welcome mat that you had.
I had $2,000 on Etsy.
It just said Mam Jam, though. Do you think anybody would get that?
Well, that's what happens when you buy a discount $2,000 mat.
A discount?
They're usually five.
Oh, no.
I'm doing the last upgrade to the house of changing my water system.
Oh.
The water is getting an improvement.
It was getting hard in here.
Yeah.
So soft in all your water.
I am getting so full. I'm going to take the tank out.
I got calcium deposits in my sink. I'm just kidding like Jason.
So I'm removing the big water tank.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go tankless.
Of course.
It's better for the environment, better for my water bill.
Okay.
And then I'm also getting a soft water filtration system because my water is hard and it's not fun to have hard water.
You know what I just recently found out?
Yeah.
The average American, because I'm starting to pay, like you, for water for the first time in my life. I don't know how much water I use. I assumed it was like a couple gallons a day. Seems like a lot.
Yep.
And I had used thousands of gallons since I moved in. And I was like, how much does the average human use? And it turns out every house, on average, uses 100 gallons of water per person per day.
Wow.
100 gallons. And I said, how can that be? 100 gallons. I think of like a 5-gallon thing of water is more than enough. Some more searching. toilets use 3 to 5 gallons every flush. A sink running uses a couple gallons every minute. A shower can use up to 15 gallons for like a 10-minute shower.
It still doesn't get you up to 100.
The rest is water you consume.
So you're drinking gallons and gallons.
Must be 70 gallons of water a day. Sprinklers, another.
I turned mine off. You didn't turn yours off for this month?
I just figured out how to do it.
Jesus Christ, man.
It has rained more in LA this in January than it did all of last year.
Yeah, but this is the hard thing about homeownership. Nobody tells, like, sometimes you get like a message from your landlord that's like, hey, don't use as much water or something.
Right.
But, you know, fuck it.
I'm my own landlord, so let's make this mud wet.
Yeah.
And then there's the last bit of designing, which is buying shit like we bought from the citizenry.
Yes.
We're talking about high quality pillows and stuff.
Yeah. When he said shit, it was just a metaphor
for stuff.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell people about the citizenry?
Yeah. So I fell in love with the citizenry's stuff, and then I shamelessly emailed them and I told them that me and Amir were social media influencers.
This is not just you posting a picture on Instagram. You texted them.
Yeah. I sent them a late night text.
They were thirsty,
but they were down to work with us, and I was excited because the citizenry is not. They don't only just have beautiful stuff. They're also socially conscious.
Mm-hmm.
They are a socially conscious home decor startup, and they combine modern design with time-tested craftsmanship from all over the globe.
So what's the deal? How do we promote them while still giving our listeners something special?
Yeah, that's the most important part. So what we are doing is we partnered with them. We got some really awesome stuff for our houses.
Yeah, high quality. I never thought I'd say this, but really nice, high-quality pillows.
That's how you know we're in our 30s. We actually care about the quality of our throw pillows now. And they've got some really beautiful stuff. So we thought, what better way to tell you guys about the citizenry than by starting a giveaway with one of their really awesome Palermo Tripolina chairs.
So how do you enter to win a chair?
You go to thecitizenry.com.
With a hyphen in the middle?
Yep. Not where you think.
It's in between literally every other letter.
No, the-citizenry.com. You buy literally anything. And They've got, like we said, amazing pillows, lots of cool accessories for your house, throw blankets. They specialize in these butterfly chairs from Argentina, but they've also got oversized lumbar pillows from Mexico, palm leaf baskets from Uganda. Everything they do is they work with different artisans from all around the globe. 10% goes directly back to the artisan communities. So buy anything you want from there. You enter the coupon code giveaway.
Uh-huh.
You get free shipping.
Uh-huh.
And it automatically enters you in this contest where we are going to help them give away a really beautiful chair.
So if you go to the-citizenry.com, check out their stuff. If high-quality pillows tickles your fancy, if that really just draws your interest, then you'll really like the-citizenry.com. You buy something, put the gift code giveaway, and that gives you free shipping on the item, and then you're entered to win a free chair.
Yeah, I mean, before you even check out anything, just go to the Citizenry and look at the Palermo Tripolina chair. And you fall in love with that.
And this is not like a one in a million shot. I mean, there's not going to be a ton of people buying stuff from the citizenry using this coupon code.
Yeah, there's not a million people that listen to our podcast. So you actually have a chance to win this chair, which has like a $700 value.
So we'll tell people who won in about a week or two in a podcast episode.
Yeah.
But enough about pillows. Let's talk about my rugs. Area rugs.
Area rugs. It is crazy how when you buy a house, you just like, you care so much more about what is inside of it.
Yeah. And then the last thing you have to care about is like art. Like, how do I know? I've been asking people's advice about what furniture to buy. They don't know what kind of art I like. I have to actually make that decision.
Yeah.
So I'm putting up a Conan O'Brien Got Milk poster with poster cool. putty.
They're not even sponsoring this, but I used FrameBridge and it's great.
Oh,
you should do that.
Yeah, you can just
frame. Find literally any image that you like, and then you can have it professionally framed.
High res photos. What if you think? What if I decorate my house in like the theme is like seventh grade poster chic? So it's like a poster that it had of like Conan O'Brien in a Got Milk ad. Oh. And then like a pullout sort of Butterbean, the fat boxer guy.
Were you
from
a Butterbean fan?
Yeah, I had his poster up. Or like a Lakers poster or like a pennant. Los Angeles Raiders pennant. So like the whole house is decorated like it was... I decorated it, but in 1996.
A Ferrari poster.
Yeah, Ferrari on a sunset. Maybe a hot chick holding a beer.
Yeah.
Or a hot dude holding a soup.
or an ugly guy with a stick.
Yeah. Or three guys. One is fine, two are pretty hot, and they're all holding different glasses of fruit punch. Minute Maid fruit punch from fucking concentrate. One has like a picture of this shit.
You're selling these posters.
If you want my Minute Maid fruit punch picture poster set, go to Minute Maid fruit punch picture poster set.org. Yeah, it's a nonprofit.
This blood's gone.
What?
This blood's totally good. That's going to be a scab now.
And what do you have to show for your shit, Blumenfeld? You haven't scabbed in a minute.
Do you work out at the gym this morning?
Yeah. So Billy, who's been training me, as you know, we've talked about on the show, we're doing something called Mass Week this week, which is where we do heavy weights, less reps, but we start at what the heaviest weight we can do is.
Wow.
So like, let's say last time when we did the bench press, I ended up at 135.
Do you remember that stuff or does Billy?
He remembers it too, but I remember because it was 45s on each side.
Right.
He's like, let's start there and see if you can do six. And then go heavier and see if you can do four. And then go heavier and see if you can do one or two.
And could you?
He was really nice. Billy is very optimistic. He's like, I think you could do 225. I'm like, I can't do 220. I barely put up 135. I can't do 225. That's so much weight. He's like, well, let's just add a little bit more. Add a little bit more. So I went from 135, then we added 10, and I tried 155, and I could like barely do any. And he's like, I think let's try to put on 185, because that's the NBA combine weight. When college basketball players are auditioning for the NBA, one of their statistics is how many times can you bench press 185? That shows how strong you are. Mm. Just to put it in perspective, Kevin Durant couldn't do any. And that was like considered a huge knock on him, and he wasn't taken number one. People think because he's like, oh, he's not going to be strong enough to play in the NBA.
Wow.
So I put up 185, and I like Billy helped me lift it off the rack. And then as I lower it down, it's too heavy. It's going to crush me. And it starts lowering it down to me. I'm like, I need help. Like, he's there to like spot me. He's like, you could do it. You could do it. And I'm like pushing back up. And I know he's helping me up. But he's saying that he's not helping. He's like, see, I told you, dude, 185. And I have to just sort of like smile. And like, yeah, like I don't want to disappoint him to disappoint me. But I know he helped me.
That's really funny.
But I bench pressed 185.
According to Billy,
which is good enough for me.
Me and Billy did it together.
The one set of footsteps next to the bench press is when he was lifting for me.
Do you see, do you feel your body changing?
Yeah,
I
feel a little stronger.
Do you notice it aside from feeling it, I mean? Do you like see it in the mirror?
Yeah, I see it in the mirror. Wow. Unfortunately, I'm never going to take any topless photos unless if you go to thecitizenry.com, there's a poster giveaway. All right, let's try to answer some more questions for Christ's sake. Mm-hmm. And Christ is sake. And sake is Christ.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Another lady. All right. Shoot. I'm in my fourth year of university. Let's call this lady Allison Felix, I guess. For whatever reason, we're on an Olympian kick.
You are, dude. I'm fucking... over that shit. I'm looking forward to the Winter Olympics. I guess that's why you said Lindsey Vonn.
I hate the Olympics. I love the Winter Olympics.
The Olympics are great.
So I'm in my fourth year of university, and I just met this guy who turns out is now living with my close friends that we party with and have classes with, so we are constantly hanging out together. I really like this new roommate, and I have been told by multiple of my friends... girls who I live with and guys who he lives with that he likes me too. However, he has yet to make a move other than dancing with me. This is when the situation became fucked up though, because I was hanging out with him the other night at a bar, and all of a sudden a girl came up to him and they went to go dance and they ended up going home together. Next time he comes to my house, because we have the same friend group, for pre-drinks, with a hickey on his neck. He doesn't mention it, and once he becomes drunk enough, he starts trying to dance with me at the bar again. Huh. Apparently, he told my guy friend that he thinks he fucked it up with me, and that he was going to apologize, but no apologies were made. But I danced with him anyway, and he attempted to come home with me. I really want this to be something more, but is he just a fuckboy? Also, even though he, quote, likes me and is not a shy guy, why won't he try to talk or hang out with me outside of the group? I'm not into just sleeping around, especially with someone who I'll have to constantly see around. Do I say fuck it and move on to someone else, or give him a shot? I don't have very good luck with guys. Is it me? I'm pretty sure my family's beginning to think I'm a lesbian because I never bring guys home. What would you do if you were in my situation?
The family means like bring guys home back to the family house for dinner, right? Not like bring guys home back to get fucked.
That makes sense, because I also read it as the dad's waiting up. He's like, Jesus, you're not bringing any dudes over to hook up again.
Why aren't you getting laid? It's college.
It's 2 a.m.
Fuck.
Cool dad.
Awesome dad. Actually, I guess if that's the dad, that's not cool.
Cool dude, bad dad.
I think cool dad is like, I want you to have fun, but be safe. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Weird dad.
Weird dad is like, I want to see the guy you're fucking.
Yeah.
And I want to hear about it.
What about uncle? Same as dad or halfway away?
I guess even worse if that's the uncle.
Yeah. I want to see the guys. Sheesh Luis. So about this guy. It seems to me that he's shy. He doesn't want to make a move, so he does the dancing thing, which I mm-hmm. can relate to. I often just dance instead of go up to talk to people.
Yeah.
So he was dancing. He liked this girl, and then a cute girl came to dance with him, and then he just went for it, because when you're dancing and drunk and a girl goes for it, you're not going to say no. But then you heard that he felt bad that he fucked things up with you, so maybe he does kind of like you.
I mean, it depends, because he could be a shy guy.
Yeah.
And like... and do the dancing thing, because that's totally true. That's what you do, right?
Yeah.
And if there's one girl, you're dancing, and she's like, I want to go home with you, let's go right now, you'd be like, oh, sure, yeah.
Right. I'm not going to stop it.
Yeah. But then, like, if it was somebody else and she wants to just dance and get to know you, you'd do that too.
Right.
It sounds like this girl maybe just got scooped by someone that was a little thirstier.
Right, who went for it.
Yeah. It's like, it's this guy's move to dance, and it sounds like it worked too well on this other girl.
But she's not into just sleeping around. So if she doesn't want to just sleep around...
I mean, I don't think you can judge what this guy wants to do based on one person that he went home with.
Right.
It's hard for people to just reject like a one-night stand if it's given to them like that.
Right, especially if you're drunk.
Yeah.
Would you say one girl does not a fuckboy make...
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
Because I was thinking of getting that.
I do say that, and I did coin that. One girl does not a fuckboy make.
I said it.
I said it, too.
I said it first.
Yeah, but you said it because you were like, would you say one girl does not a fuckboy make? And I would say that, and I do say that. I have said that now, and I coined it.
What the fuck is happening to me? I'm getting scooped.
T-shirts.
I'm getting...
T-shirts, newspaper, posters.
It's all fair game because it's all happening. And I got the goddamn thing embroidered. I got it fucking embroidered on a fucking quilt.
And a coin.
I got it on a coin. I got it embossed on a fucking
embroidered,
coin.
Embossed.
Engraved. And DOSed. And in DOS, I'm using Microsoft DOS.
In DOS do we trust.
See DOS.
In DOS. In DOS me.
That's good. So it's a German rage band loading up an old game on a PC that didn't have Windows yet. So it's see DOS. See DOS run.
Oh, all right.
Leisure Suit Larry 2.
You can still move forward with this dude, not worrying about the one night stand thing and like hope that he didn't, that it doesn't really mean anything. But like, you know, I wouldn't write him off, but I also wouldn't be like, hey, throw caution in the wind, it's all gonna be fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, be skeptical, but proceed with caution. Tread lightly, fucker.
Yeah. It's hard because you want to just have a serious conversation, but that scares the person away. It's like this weird catch 22.
Of course, you fucking danced with this guy twice. You can't have a serious conversation and be like, I really want this to be a serious, I don't just fuck people. We're going to be fucking married, dude.
I swear we're at the very least fiancé.
Like, he's very well might just be like, oh, well, cool. I just wanted to dance. And,
so you just like Drake. Shit.
Straight up to my Drake.
Nice. We're going to Australia. We never mentioned it in this episode, but we are going to Australia.
I mentioned Australia generally in the beginning.
We're going to Melbourne. We're going to Sydney. We're going to dance. We're going to be like this guy. We're going to be hanging out. We're going to be
dancing. We're going to be like this guy, but dancing with each other. Did you know I had Vegemite the other day?
And?
Still holds up.
Got into character.
I love it.
But if you don't live in Australia and you don't live in Melbourne and Sydney, but you do live in Austin, we're also doing a HeadGum Comedy Festival there.
Damn.
An entire day of shows. And it's not just us that's performing, but perhaps some of your other favorite HeadGum podcasts. We're doing a show with Black Men Can't Jump. Mm-hmm. Twinnovation, those boys will be there. High and Mighty, Gabrus will be there.
Those Twinnovation boys will be there if Jeff and Dave bought their plane tickets.
Which they have not.
I'm sure they have not, but they are on the billboard.
I don't see world.
We have promised them.
I don't see a world where they don't fly into Phoenix 2 days early and then take a bus.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
Who Weekly, one of our newest, awesomest podcasts, will be there live. This Is Why You're Single will be there live. The Complete Guide to Everything, another new HeadGum show, will be there live. All these podcasters are going to be there hanging out at the North Door in Austin on Saturday, March 11th. Tickets still available to that at ifireyoushow.com. We're also going to Tempe and Denver, Honolulu. Guys, if you live in any of these cities and you want to hang out with us, go to jakeandamir.com or ifireyoushow.com and buy some tickets.
Yes, please.
These are going to be fun shows. I don't know. We've had fun today. I don't want to ruin it.
I don't want to ruin our fun. Let's just stay in this little cocoon we've built up here.
I'm scared.
I actually have to piss really bad, so.
Okay, why don't you go piss? I wanted to tell everyone that after this episode ends, we're going to play a clip from a new HeadGum podcast.
I'm peeing.
Okay,
I'm you are peeing on yourself. It hurts.
This is a new HeadGum podcast, but they have nearly 300 episodes. It's a pretty popular show, and we're happy to have We Hate Movies.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome. I love that show.
On the network. Four funny guys, Andrew, Steve, and Eric, and Chris, four funny New York comedians, talk about terrible movies. If you're a cinephile or if you're the type of person that watches bad movies because you like them just as much as good movies, can't recommend We Hate Movies enough. We're going to play a clip after the closing theme song to this episode just to whet your appetite. So if you like what you hear, you can go to headgum.com and find We Hate Movies or whmpodcast.com and listen to more of that. If you need some more podcast content in your life, let's say you still have some more dishes to watch or a commute to take.
That's correct.
We highly recommend We Hate Movies now on the HeadGum Network.
Now, we have somebody visiting the office. I can hear them.
Oh, right shoot. Now. All right. Why don't you guys say hi to them?
But, well, see, that's the thing. I have to pee so bad.
What's the plan here?
I say, hello, how are you guys? I'm sorry, excuse me, I have to pee?
Yeah. Sorry, I really have to pee. And then they're going to laugh.
Yeah, but then they're laughing at me. So what if I do a little like, ha, hey, how are you guys? Sorry, 1 second, I've got to urinate. That's a little more serious. It's a little more clinical.
Or if you just start pissing yourself. Excited when I meet awesome guests in our studio.
What if I go down and I'm like, hey, how's it going, guys? Excuse me, I have to take a call. And then I go to the bathroom. They don't know that that's not an office.
Yet. And then they're like, can I go to the bathroom? You're like, yeah, it's where Jake took that call earlier.
That's fine.
Yeah. And the call earlier, that was just me pissing myself.
I'm going to practice. Hey, how are you guys? Excuse me.
You're taking so much time.
I've got to make a call.
Opening theme song was Justin Congalvis. This closing one is written by Jack Casey, who has a SoundCloud page, Gray Incognito. That's pretty fun. So if you like this stuff, go to...
It's also sad because I have to limp down the stairs in front of these guests, so...
Do you want me to go down with you?
I want you to go down first.
And say, I have
run
to
interference.
And I'm sorry, but I have to pee-pee, and Jake's going to go first. Not that he does, but it just
there's
works
a fucking phone
way.
Booth in there, and he has a call.
Yeah, I have to break his seal, if that makes sense. All right, thanks to you guys for listening. We threw a lot of shit at you this episode. We appreciate you listening. We'll be back next Monday. Toda! Bye.
This is a podcast called If I Were You. Turn this shit up is what you should do. If ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Don't get your advice from your fucking mom. I would blow Amir and I would blow Jake. I'm not gay, they're just really cool. This is If I Were You.
Basically, like, you know, Spock is just like, I don't understand. Why are we eating beans? And, like, it's just like, I'm going to toast a marshmallow in a space pod. It's like, okay, great. You know what? I didn't get enough concessions at the concession stand, clearly. This is the time for me to go back for the fucking milk.
Oh, sure. You know what? Call me when we get to outer space.
It's just like Bones being like, well, what do you do after you roast the marshmallow? And Spock's like, I consume it. This is some this is riveting stuff.
The marshmallow becomes a part of me. Yeah, this lasts way too long.
And then we start, it's like, well, we got to sing old folksy camp songs, don't we, Jim? Jim
boy. And Shatner's like, singing camp songs around a fire? I haven't done that since I was a boy in Iowa.
Rollin'. Keep those doggies.
Oh, I thought you'd do a Limp Bizkit.
So did I.
Like, that would make sense. They would do Limp Bizkit.
Get it all for the Nookie.
What?
The Nookie. The Nookie.
Come on, Spock, join in.
I might break your fucking face tonight. Give me something to break, Captain.
All end together now.
Spock, we're on shore leave. You can call me Jim.
Jim, it's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everybody sucks, Jim. It's an Earth song, you green-blooded Vulcan. You sing it.
It's Limp Bizkit.
It's classic.
I'm feeling like a freak on a leash.
Jim, that's corn. Here we are in Durst Park.
Named after President Durst.
They renamed Yosemite National Park to Durst National Park.
After Senator Durst.
Senator then became President.
Absolutely,
Durst.
Yeah.
Resigned in disgrace, but by today's standards, it's fine.
Here we are sleeping alongside the banks of the Chocolate Starfish Lake. About to pop a cold can of hot dog flavored water alongside this campfire. Oh,
I really wish I knew more of Limp Bizkit songs.
Nu metal is illogical.
You know, it sure is, Nimoy.
So they start singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat, which is the only song they could afford, I guess.
That's what I want 70-year-old dudes to be singing in my movie.
Because it costs absolutely nothing.
But this is a fucking Star Trek movie, man. You can't find some scratch for music licensing?
Aren't those songs all on the registry, like the National Registry? I would think at this point,
of
songs that you just can do.
Yeah, I mean, but even still, license a song.
Any song.
You know what, though? Here's another thing, Chris. Here's a tip. Uh-huh. This movie takes place in the 24th century. How about just making shit up?
That would also be nice.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.